USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's first full month in charge of the country's borders set new records for illegal immigration, according to numbers released Wednesday that showed last month was the worst February when it comes to illegal immigrant children. Nearly 9,500 unaccompanied juveniles were nabbed at the southwest border, part of an overall surge of migrants that is double what the country experienced last year at this time and even runs ahead of the record-breaking 2019 border surge. The president is preparing for his first primetime address on Thursday night, the president today signing a massive stimulus bill in the Oval Office.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Democrats are inundating the Senate with a series of partisan bills on issues such as expanding mail-in voting, terminating qualified immunity for police, and phasing out fossil fuels, partly in hopes of pressuring holdout Senate Democrats to eliminate the filibuster. The strategy involves Democrats likely losing some fights to Senate Republicans on high-profile legislation, thereby illustrating the purported need to change or junk the decades-old rule requiring 60 votes to proceed on most bills. So far, Democrats lack the 51 votes needed to eliminate the filibuster. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona say they won't approve the rule change, a position that Manchin reiterated on Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is marking the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus shutdowns. During a Capitol briefing, Pelosi noted more than 500,000 Americans have died in the past year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The administration is continuing to secure more doses of the coronavirus vaccine.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand after we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans. I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated. But beyond that, it's going to be difficult. And I think we will need to stimulate demand.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Blart says the nearly $2 trillion stimulus package signed by President Biden isn't focused enough.
You know, we've had, almost half a dozen COVID bills that were bipartisan. They could have done another COVID bill that was bipartisan, but they didn't want to do a COVID bill. They wanted to do a graft and corruption and payoff bill.
Congressman Diaz-Balart also saying the bill isn't good for Floridians. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.